Meeting the Master. The self-mastered man of love is a refuge, the center point of blissful experience at home and in society at large. Sincere seekers long for such a one with every breath. He is the nectar of devotion, living, breathing, and acting to manifest the divine spark of truth which he has been charged to bring forth. Both men and women seek his sweetness, but we as women find ourselves luckiest, bearing the latent ability to attract him to us and satisfy his own taste for sweetness. As his faithful and loving devotee, his chosen female disciple gains both a guru and a lover. A loving shepherd of sense experience, the self-mastered man of love leads, disciplines, and nourishes such a disciple. For a female to glean the fruit of such a union, like any spiritual seeker in pursuit of enlightenment, she simply needs to deepen her devotion and sincerity. I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or the doves of the field, that you not stir up or awaken love until it pleases. Song of Solomon 2. If there is something in you which feels threatened or insulted by the idea of your husband being a master, then your devotion has not yet ripened to its fullest expression. In addition, finding yourself in the midst of worldly men weakens your receptivity as you constantly feel the need to argue and defend yourself against their underdeveloped worldviews and behaviors. Their lack of self-mastery does not negate the preeminent purity of true male mastery. We have repeatedly accepted the non-fact that males are unequipped to lead us in society due to their historical and familial displays of immorality, exploitation of the underprivileged, social racial discrimination, and narcissistic hankerings for self-aggrandizement. These displays, however, are not the monopoly of the entire male gender. Therefore, reactionary extremism, such as radical feminism and solely matriarchal systems, should be resisted. Granted, such reactions point to a truth that egoic masculinity is rampant, but, so as not to throw the baby out with the bathwater, we should be careful not to dismiss the validity of male leadership as we look at it honestly, with an open mind. In so doing, it becomes clear that our reactions should be to glorify and encourage the divine nature of the male, so his authority is executed with righteousness and love to benefit all. As women, we tend to resist male authority over us out of mistrust, fear, and egoic determination to assert our own power. But power is not the function of femininity. And mistrust can be healed as males strive to exercise their leadership with humility, deference to divine truth, and sincere love toward their wives, families, and society.